There's the theme to Stump the Chef, which I forgot we play at the beginning of Stump the Chef. It's a Monday, and we're having a Monday. This is a Monday, if I've ever had one. All right, Chef Mike is with us. You know him, you love him from every time we're out at the United Center. He comes at most of the times. He comes out and visits with us about things that are happening around the United Center, all the great food items that are available there. And he's a great chef because, you know, this is a guy who's got to cook for 20,000 people a night. So he knows a little bit about improvising along the way. And this is your second appearance on Stump the Chef. You did very well your first time around. Let's just see if you can keep this streak going.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I want before we bring in our contestant, I want to ask you something.
Okay.
There was a picture of the United Center that was so moving last week of all of these, the entire ice, essentially, what would be the hockey rink, was filled with boxes of perishables that were put literally on the ice of the United Center. And it was just an astounding, it took my breath away because it was just, you know, anachronistic, right? It didn't make any sense. It was, you know, food supply on a hockey rink. And then you realize the gravity of this and the scale, the magnitude of what we're going through really came home. Have you seen that in person?
Not in person with the lockdown, but I did see that picture. And one of the cool things about the United Center, again, being ahead of its time, was the first building where you could actually drive a semi up the back dock into the building onto the arena floor. So just think of the accessibility and the ease of being able to store all that product there to get it there. Would be a lot easier than if someone had to unload pallet by pallet and stock it that way.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
So again, the United Center, first of its kind, you know, it's an amazing place.
Yeah, it really is. One of those pictures that should be on public display at the United Center. You walk around the United Center, there's pictures of great moments in history of the United Center, whether it's a concert or a political convention or any of the other things that the United Center has hosted since 1996. But this is 1995, I should say. This is the moment that really, 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 I think, you know, just it takes your breath away when you see this picture. So it's very proud. And I know you're very proud to be associated with them. We're very proud of our association with the Blackhawks and everything they're doing to try to help here. All right. Now, having said that, that was the nice part of the interview. Chef,
okay.
As you know, this thing always goes bad for you at some point. Sherry is joining us right now. Sherry is our contestant. And Sherry, what do you have in your kitchen?
Okay, I have a package of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Mm-hmm. I have a box of instant mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And I have a jar of Trader Joe's cookie butter.
Okay, so Ro, I don't know if Ro knows what cookie butter is.
I don't.
It's delicious.
So the best way to really simple to describe it to you, Ro, is if you were on a plane and you were getting a free soda or drink and they came by with the cart and they handed out that little cookie, cookie butter's made with that cookie. It's blended together with a couple other ingredients and it makes a paste that in Europe they spread on their bread like we would use peanut butter or nut butters. So with that being said, with Sherry's ingredients, I would be creative and think about maybe making like trying to make a version of a Thai peanut sauce with the cookie butter because it is very comparable to peanut butter in consistency. And sometimes you can get a little peanut butter flavor maybe if you're really looking for it. And then, you know, prepare your chicken thighs however you like, whether you grill them or saute them. If you want to marinate them for a little bit, you can. But I would either saute little sesame oil, and then I would make my Thai peanut sauce. And then with those instant potatoes, you know, to keep the theme we're going with here, the Asian theme, is I would make the potatoes and then maybe fold in a little wasabi to have some wasabi mashed potatoes. So you have a Thai peanut chicken with some wasabi mashed potatoes.
Mm. See what he did there, Sherry? See what he did?
Yeah, it sounds lovely. I'm going to actually try that. I was a little bit worried about the cookie butter, you know.
I still, you know what? He explained it to me, and I still don't understand it. what you're saying is when you're on the airplane and they make the cookies on the airplane, is that what you're saying?
No. When you're sitting in coach, you have the option sometimes of a little bag of pretzels or that little biscotti cookie that they give you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In the little white and red labeled package. So this all started, was like a contest, an invention, and they made this. It's made with a cookie that's popular in Europe. And they just grind it together and they add the other ingredients to make this paste. And Sherry probably, I'm guessing, spreads it on a piece of toast or something. In the morning with a cup of coffee.
Celery, that kind of stuff. It's even good just to eat it plain, but I haven't gotten that desperate yet. So
yeah, it's a good substitute for peanut butter because there's no nuts. And it has less calories than Nutella. And you could even add you could add cocoa to it if you wanted or other flavors as well.
What's it made out of?
Those cookies. Oh, the other ingredients that are in it?
Yeah.
It's got sugar. It's got flour in the cookies.
Yeah. All right. Sherry, go.
You have to go buy Trader Joe's, Ro. You have to go buy some.
All right. I have a complaint. Sherry, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Congratulations on that. You got a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. For all your needs at Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Order online at loumalnati's.com or Lou Malnati's app for curbside pickup and no contact delivery. All right, here's my problem, Chef. I cannot get any of these stores to deliver to me. I'm going on the Amazon. Did you see the story that Amazon now, if you are a new food subscriber to Amazon, whether it's Amazon Delivery or Whole Foods or whatever, if you're new to them, they actually are penalizing you. You have to now request an invitation to take part in their service. Really?
Wow. I did not see that. They must be getting really overwhelmed, though, if you really think about it. The infrastructure to deliver to how many people live in Deerfield, you're not set up for that. And now what it's become. So
that's true.
To just think about that. To be able to handle and have people actually build those to-go orders and then be able to deliver them. But I'm pretty sure you know people, Ro. You got a guy. You're a Chicago guy. Go on.
Okay, maybe I got a guy. Maybe I got every Saturday night I get a – Joe Farina sends me over a whole chicken. You could tell the chicken was just alive a few minutes ago, and then he made it into a beautiful Vesuvio. And so I do have to thank him for that. But this is a tough thing. Amazon said that they're going to now hire – listen to this, Chef. 75,000 new employees.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, especially in a moment like this. All right, well, let's pray for a quick end to this whole thing. I hope you had a nice Easter weekend, and you'll be back again because you always. So far, I think you're the winner. If there's a winner of the celebrity chefs, it would be Mike Arkema.
Giddy up! I'll wear that badge proudly.
Yeah, as well you should. Thank you, sir.